by the excellence of your strength, Yah. We come before you in the midst of your high hearts to worship and to esteem you highly. We do know that at the certain sound of the shofar, we do prepare for the battle against the onslaught of darkness. Certain sound, we prepare our love, our mind, here into the presence of our Abba to worship, to bow down before you, Abba Yahweh, to cry out unto our Abba for the mighty manifestation of his strength and power in the midst of Jerusalem. And as we humble ourselves today, we come before you in contrite repentance of our transgressions, our sins that we have willfully committed against you, our Abba. We pray for your mighty hand to move upon Israel, your healing hand, your healing power. We know that you are able to do all things. We trust in you. We have confidence in our precious Abba. So we pray that the mighty power of confidence will surge every love here today and those listening by the live internet broadcast. Many that will hear this message, whatever form that they may hear it, we pray for the hearing of their ears to be attentive to what Yahweh speaks unto Israel. Now we pray that your mighty power move mightily in the midst of this assembly. You touch everyone that needs that mighty touch today. Your mighty hand rest upon them, Yah. Yeshua's mighty name. We pray for the strength of our brothers and sisters that are battling such tremendous opposition. And the trials are great, with tremendous vexation. The powers of darkness warn against them. There are many that do not have a morsel of bread today, nowhere to sleep, nowhere to lay their heads. But they are the seed, the Zira, Israel. There are many of those, Yah, that the mother is lying there on the bed. No one to assist. The body riddled with sickness. As her mind faints, as she goes into some form of a comatic state, yet her thoughts are still upon you, Yah. She cries out, for I know that you are able to do all things. As we watch that child in the midst of that nation of poverty, the body diseased and consumed, as it lies in the midst of filth, yet the little mind thinks on the Most High and the Creator. Yet that is a seed of Israel. So we pray for them. That Avant, as he struggles, he are questioning, not understanding the very purpose nor the path of Yahweh. Yet he does not doubt you, for he trusts you. We pray for that seed, Israel, that are scattered throughout the nations of the world, that can be found in every country. Yah, strengthen them, preserve them, and cause them to go forth in the Ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray for this assembly, the congregation, the gathering of your people, that you touch us all. For there must be a renewal in the inward parts. We trust you, and we set our mind diligently upon you to seek you, that we would intercede, Yahweh, with great supplication of prayer, desiring the purpose and the will of our Abba to be made known, as we denounce every power of darkness, every spirit that battles against the integrity of your truth, Yah. We resist even the thoughts of our minds that rises up against the power of your established Torah. You have written in the law of Israel, and the power and the dynamics of that truth, Yahshua HaMashiach, that there is no chink, there is no spot or blemish in your truth. So strengthen the inward parts to give us resolve that we may wait upon you as we cry out unto our Abba. We pray for your mighty touch upon little Jayla and Omega to strengthen Brother Dolphus even in his battle. Brother Sean, as we battle against the infirmities, not only of our flesh, but of our minds, Yahweh, we pray that you would cause the mind to be purified and set upon the things that are above and not on the things that are sensual and earthly. We pray that you would strengthen us as we walk in the delight of your Emet. For we need your strength, Yah. Those that are listening, there are many, their circumstances, their battles. Brother Mata, you are able to do all things, Yah. Cause his lamb not to fail him, his wife, Sister Melissa, as we ask you to strengthen Brother Fenton today, as he prepares to minister there in Milwaukee. Your strength upon Brother Jerry and his wife, Sister Maria. We ask you in the midst of the great trial of Pastor Persh and his wife, Sister Mary, that you will strengthen them in this ordeal, because you are more than able, our Abba. Your shalom, Hashem, rests upon Brother James' home, Yah, that he may rest in the constitution of your strength that you have established in Israel. We pray that your power and refreshing will refresh Brother Paul Nishan as he's there in Philadelphia on the command of his Abba to speak. We pray your refreshing power will rest upon him and all those that are listening by the live stream. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, that you will touch her and strengthen her. Brother Alex, and that your fresh Kodash Ruah rests upon Pastor Hart and all those that are gathered with him today. For we do trust you, our Abba. There is no other one that we can trust in. There is no other one that we can call upon. We call upon you, Yahweh, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We know that you are more than able. We trust you, Yah. In the midst of great perplexities and trials, we shall call upon you, and we shall trust you, Yah. We shall not deny the power of your strength, but the power of your Emunah. We shall trust you. We shall do it with great diligence, with great purity of love. Help us all today, our friends, our listeners, Brother Henry and his wife, help them, I pray. And everyone that is listening, Yah, by the live internet stream today, cause their love to be refreshed, and the words may be a great strength unto them, that they may be refreshed and renewed, and that they may shout with a great joy the Shemsha of Omariah, with a great hallelujah praise. And Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah way. For it is by your excellence, our Abba, we are led by the Ruah. We come into the midst of this Bayat, place whereby your name is esteemed. The power of your Torah, your truth, is reverent. And so as we humble ourselves this day, we pray that you will touch everyone, heal the minds, the bodies, Ruah of everyone that will hear this message today. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We do trust you for that great Yeshua. Yahshua's mighty name we pray. And all of his people cry hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Shalom Aleichem. For the healing power of Yah is real. Trust him. In Yahshua's name, Shalom. May Yah bless you. You may be seated. For the hour and the day is upon us, whereby Yahweh is going to be real. He is going to be a figment of our imagination, and some byproduct that we have formed and formulated in our minds that is no true reality to him, what he speaks, what he says to us, or what he commands us to do. We live in a generation and a time whereby the proliferation of gods and powers and spiritual beings have risen to the pinnacle of the zenith. And the reason why is because man, those that Yah has called and elected, those that he has called and set apart to be Israel, the power of that true identity, the light, Yahshua HaMashiach, really does not shine forth with a bright ambering light from them. We are a people, and Yah deals with Israel in the scroll, the book. We are a people that what Yah says, it has no reality to a natural carnal mind that despise him. And the only way we are going to believe what he says and understand what he says, we're going to have to be put to the test. What is actually in us, is it real or is it false? Is it something that is based upon tradition and training of our forefathers, or is actually based upon the truth and the integrity of the word of Almighty Yahweh? What is it based upon? That is why we as a people, there is no overjoy or overexcitement when it comes to Almighty Yah. There is not a great praise offering unto him. Our lips are sealed because sin has sealed our lips. Our hands do not show forth the total thanksgivings unto our Abba. Our minds do not resonate with the Yada, knowing that he has forgiven us of our sins. And our love is so excited that we cry out unto him, Yada Yah, Yada Yah. And so the power of Yahweh is not a true substance in the lives of the people of Israel. We must understand what has caused us to move away from the simplicity of the power of truth. We must begin in those things that were written aforetime for our learning and our admonition, and also for the comforting of Israel. And if we do not understand the precedents, we cannot understand how we have evolved to the state of mind that we are in. In everything that Yah speaks to us, every correction, every direction that we must take, every path that He has ordained, it is written in the book. It is there. And what the enemy has done, he has caused the mind to be removed away from that. The reason why? Because we are a people that cares for sensual things. We are a sensual, corrupt people. I want to read from Scripture. I'm going to be deliberate today. I'm not trying to amass a friendship following. What I speak unto you, you challenge your own love with it. You challenge to see whether you walk in the emunah of Almighty Yah. Are we walking in some superstitious state of mind? If Yah is real, then there must be evidence of the power of fruit bearing in our lives. You can talk the talk all you want to, but there's a walk to this talk. Show me your emunah without your works, and I will show you works that are not based upon emunah. Because without works, then your emunah, your faith, is dead. And this is a generation that has no siddiqah, no righteous laboring. We don't labor in the things of Yah. We don't labor to understand what He commands unto us. We labor to sin, to defy what He speaks unto us. We labor to find a reason to give some credence or confidence to our flesh. But we do not labor in the things or in the pathway He has ordained for us. You will know what a man has labored. You will know when one has fought the good battle or the tough battle of emunah. You will know that one. We are a generation of people. We have become seduced by our own corruption. That is the truth. Well, Pastor Roberts, you must show us precedent in Scripture. I will. I will base everything I speak to you by the power of the Ruah on what Scripture says. It is not based upon my opinion, or my distraction of the Word of Yah, or what I detract from it. It will not be based upon that. It will be based upon the book. Yaakov, as he was moved profoundly to state unto us, James chapter 1 verse 2, this shall be the question that I ask us all today. He states this emphatically, directed by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. It was not of His will that He spoke this. We know that Scripture, the Word of Yah, was inspired by Yah. And He moved upon the left of men, and they wrote as the Ruah directed them to write. He says in Yaakov, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, my Israelite brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials or temptation. He says and He commands us, you count it a tremendous joy. Now the reason we don't count it a joy, I will show us as I proceed. The first thing we do, it causes such a discomforting in our natural mind. But He says unto His Israelite hosts, His brethren, He said, you count it a joy when you fall into the very trials or the very temptations that shall baffle you and try the integrity of what Yahweh has written in you. There's a purpose for the trial. And Yah has to prove the identity of Yisrael. And that is the only way that Yisrael shall be proved by the trial. He says, knowing this, that there is an understanding, that there is no doubt, you know it fully, you understand the intent, the purpose of it, knowing this, that the trying of your emunah, it produces or it works the power to endure, to wait upon Yah without murmuring or complaining. Now, I want you to retain that without murmuring or disputing or complaining or questioning the authenticity of the power of Almighty Yahweh. Know that the trying of your emunah, it produces the patience. It produces the mind to wait and to seek diligently the path of Almighty Yahweh. We are not a people that wait upon Him. We cannot endure the trials that try us. We are a people that consistently murmur and mutters against Almighty Yah. We are a people that oppose the path of the way that brings us into the fullness of His power and the brightness of His light, Yeshua HaMashiach. Because the power of HaMashiach is not truly formed in a people today. His power is not truly formed there. It's only because of the promise unto Abraham that the seed of Israel, the Zerah, the remnant of the woman, shall be saved. Not because of any particular thing that you have done to enhance your position, because we have failed Yah. We have not done anything to enhance our position. We have not moved to the level that He intended for Israel to move into. A journey that should have taken 70 days. It took them 40 years and they still did not enter into the place whereby the land flowed with the power and resonated with the strength of Almighty Yahweh. And the years that He has wrought with you, the places that He has brought you out, the power of HaMashiach has not truly formed in us. When that power form in us, we will do everything that it takes to please Him. We will be pleasing unto Yah. And then He will say, look upon my well-beloved one, in whom I take great delight in Him. It is because of our minds, the enmity against Yah and the Torah of Yah, we have not moved into that Torah or that way of perfection, which brings the maturity of the power of Yeshua. The perfection of Yah will bring that maturity, that strength, that mind to understand, that purpose and will to endure. It will persevere. Do you not understand that the trying? Do you not understand the trial of your emunah? It causes you to endure. It causes you to wait upon Yahweh. And we do not wait upon Yahweh. We have every convenience that causes us not to wait upon Him. That's the beauty of His power. Because those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall be renewed. And because we don't wait, we don't have the power to endure. We're never renewed. That's why you constantly come before His presence. It is fire, and there is no renewing of life in you. There is no praise of offering unto Abba Yahweh. You must be primed. You must be coerced, as Deacon Biddy taught us. You must be pressed. And the reason why? Because we don't wait. And when one truly waits, there is a time whereby there will utter no murmurance or no murmuring against Yah. Where is the power of His emunah among Israel? What has destroyed the power of Yah's emunah among Israel? Whilst there's no strength or sense of the power of Yah's faith, we have words and they're great swelling words and they sound wonderful to our minds, but it produces nothing. It produces a vanity mindset that is full of emptiness, but there is no confidence in Yahweh. We may say we have, but you trick your own self. You kid yourself. Because the power of His emunah produces, we will see the visibility of it. Because we saw the Yeshua HaMashiach. Know you not, Israelite brothers, sisters, that the trying of your faith, it produces the endurance, and the reason it is more precious than gold, because gold will fade away. It has no everlasting power, for they shall cast their gold and their silver into the streets during the great fiery trial that shall fire try them. Man will spend his wealth trying to ascertain the thing that he thinks will bring the shalom of life to him. And it never produces that. The trying of our emunah is precious. And the reason it is precious is because it will produce the seed, the remnant of the seed. How do you know, preacher? Because I understand certain things in Scripture. And I labor to understand Scripture. And when Yah's words speak to my mind, no, He is not speaking to me in a vocal voice. He speaks by the power of the Word that I constantly confront my heart with. The issues that flow from me, He speaks by that power. He calls my pure mind to be stirred up by the way of remembrance. What I read 3 months ago, and the words began to emanate and they began to become alive in the inward parts. Why? Because He has written His Torah power in the love of Israel. So why is it that the drawing of our faith today, it is so such a tremendous battle that we cannot endure? We give up on Yah. We don't seek out His face. We don't search out what Scripture commands us. We seek a form that has been formulated in our minds, and we must seek what Yah commands us. I want to show us something beginning in the very side of things. It says in the Torah in Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, verse 15. I want to show you why there is a... we are a part of this faithless generation, the fruit of it, the spirit of it, and what has produced this mindset that we have. Moshe speaks unto Israel. He says, but Yeshurun, we understand, as I have made mention of this many times, this is the symbolic nature of Israel that Yah desired them to be. He desired them to walk in the character and the Ruah that He had placed in the midst of them that illustrates His power, His purpose, and His identity. Now, we are sons of Yah. We must walk in the same character and the same identity that Yahshua HaMashiach walked in. Was He a son of Yah? Are we the children of Yah? Have we been birthed by the same Ruah that brought Him forth? And the same Ruah that raised Him from the power of the grave? This thing must be real. Or is just some false figment of our imagination? We have a thought and a concept that produces nothing. It's either the word of Yahweh will produce, or it will not produce anything at all. It's either that it's real, or it's a false mythical form of satanic worship. And that's the true fact. It's either we must come up, or either this word has no relevance at all. And we must come up. We must come up from the sin captivity of defying the power of His Torah. This is Torah I'm teaching you here. He said, Yeshurun has waxed fat. You have become so inundated with the cares of this life and the cares of this world. The things of this life have overpowered you. Your mind has become so inundated with that, that you have developed this thickness and formed this callous mind, that what Yah speaks to you, it doesn't penetrate. It is like a child when it begins to grow in its boastfulness, its pride, to think he or she is a man or woman. And all of a sudden, when the parent speaks to them, or the parents, they rise up in the fatness of their own corrupt pride. And that is what we have done. We have waxed fat. We have waxed fat because we are concerned with things. And we're so inspired by the things that produce nothing. And we're not inspired by the word of Yahweh. It produces power, His life in us. So Yeshurun has waxed fat. And once he has waxed fat, the first thing he does is kicks. And we have kicked against what Yah says. We kick against the prick. Yah tells us and commands us what to do, but there is no willingness to do it. He shows us what to do in Scripture, but there is no love to do it. Because there is something corrupt in us. There's something that is vile and very insidious. Yahweh must deal with the love of Israel. We must possess that which pleases Yah. And the only thing that pleases Yah is Emunah. We know that it is the Emunah that pleases Yah. We must have it. He must identify Yisrael, and that is why our Emunah is going to be tried. It is going to be tried. And what we ought to do when we are tried, we ought to count it for great joy. For the trying and the testing of what is actually in us, the fire of the test of Yah will draw out the dross and the vile things that separate our minds from Yahweh. And we are constantly separated. We are constantly walking diametrically opposed to Him. Our paths do not run concurrently with Him. Our paths are diverse from Him. It diverts us from Yahweh. There's only one pathway of Siddiqa, and that is the path that HaMashiach Yahshua laid for us to enter into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. So when we began to wax fat in our consumption, our greed, we began to kick. He said, and you have waxed fat. You have grown thick. You are covered with fatness. He said, once you began to walk in your own pride, your own insulting ways against me, He said, you forsook your Natash. You denied. You forsook Yahweh, which made you Yeshurun, and lightly esteemed the rock of His salvation. Do we not perform that today? We lightly esteem HaMashiach. If there is a light of His life in us, there will be a crescendo of praises and offerings unto Him. And because we esteem Him lightly, because we have forsaken Natash, Yah, we have gone away from His commands, His Torah disciplines, that Yahshua, our Lev, molds us and make us into the power of His image. That is what the Torah does. It teaches us the discipline. The Yahshua of Yah, it molds us. We say, mold us and make us. Do not we sing the song? You are a potter, we are the clay. And what molds us and what makes us is the Yahshua, the disciplines of Yah that gives us that same mindset, thought process that Yahshua had. We must be shaped into the image of His dear Son. Hallelujah. We must speak the same way that Yahshua spoke. Because in that, then we fulfill the commands of Almighty Yahweh. You have grown fat. You have forsaken the rock of your salvation. Yah says in verse 16, and they provoked. They ka'az. They provoked. They caused Yahweh to become indignant. Now that's what they did. We say we will never provoke Him, but yet we provoke Him. I will show us in Scripture. We are part of this generation. We have been Yahshua. We have been disciplined by the mindset of this generation. That is why there is no confidence in Yahweh at all. We say we trust Him with our mouths, but our Lev is far from Him. When Yah begins to mold a man's Lev and mold one's mind, for them to live is HaMashiach, for them to die is the power of the resurrected hope that Yah showed us and gave unto us in Yahshua. But our minds have become so twisted and distorted and so corrupt. That's what has happened. And so Yah says, I want you to know, ye Israelites, that when I try my purpose, my desire in you, don't you know that it's precious and more precious than gold? Don't set your mind on the things that are temporal. You set your mind on the things that are eternal. I'd rather my emunah be tried to show me my false ways and my lack and my insecurity, to abound in a multi-million dollar home and have no emunah at all. I'd rather my affection be set upon the things that are above. And the reason we have no confidence because our affection is not upon Him. We say it is, but we deceive our own self. Our Lev is deceitful. It's deceitful above all things. And it desperately seeks after the things that are carnal and natural. We need the heart of HaMashiach. Now our minds must be set upon the things that are above, and not on the things that are carnal, which are not eternal, the things of Yah eternal. And the only way you can move in that realm, you must have the power of His emunah. You will not forsake His Torah. You will not forsake the instructions of Yah. So they forsook Yahweh. They forsook Him. Look at this. They forsook the one. They forsook him, not us, the one which made them. Yah made us. And they lightly esteem the rock of their salvation. And they provoke, they coerce him to jealousy with gods, and with abominations provoke him to anger with their vile actions and their deeds. They provoke Yahweh to anger. Now I want to read something from Scripture. All right, just hold that. I'll tell you where it's at. It's in Tehillim 99:3. I'm going to read this because I want to finish this message today. It says, let them praise the great and terrible name, for Yahweh's name is Kodesh. Now that is what he says, let us praise and worship the mighty name of Yah, for his name is great. Tehillim 47:2, for Yahweh the Most High is terrible. He is the great King over all the earth. Now I'm reading this, brothers and sisters, because Shaul emphatically warned the house of Israel. He says, it is a fearful thing, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living Abba. It is a fearful thing. It's a traumatizing thing to fall in to his hand. And without Emunah, we can never please him. I don't care what kind of work you have. If they are the works of the Ruah, there will be works that are led by the works of Emunah, of the faith of Yah. You cannot have works of Siddiqah, of righteousness, without the Emunah, the faith of Yah. And they will not produce any fruit without the Ruah, the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. It cannot happen. You can be a pretender. You can deceive yourself and think you're literally doing the works of Yah, but you're not doing the works of Yah. The works of Yah based upon his Emunah. Because you cannot please Almighty Yah without the Emunah of Yahweh. They began to forsake him. They began to establish their strange gods that even their Avat and their Ima did not even know. They began to establish their ritualism form of worship. It was not a part of the commonwealth of Israel. He says in verse 30, 17 of Devarim 32, he said, they have sacrificed to Shadims, to devils. They have not sacrificed to Yah. That is so profound. Now we ought to come before him with the sacrifice of the offering of Torah and praises unto him. You will go to the world and parents will teach their children. They will become so erratic at a ball game. They have sacrificed to the powers of hell. They have lifted up their voices to the standard of darkness. They become enraptured with some stupid football game or basketball, and they will move in such an erratic form. But when it comes to Yahweh, they're staunch, they're stiff, because he is not real to them. The power of his truth is not alive in them. And yet when it comes to the power of their father, the devil, they will show the praises unto him. They will lift their hands. They will shout for a ball game. They will dance to a ball game. Over a touchdown or a basket from a basketball. You all know what I'm talking about. They will cut up like a fool. But when it comes to Yahweh, they will not dance in the Ruah. They will not move in the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. They are ashamed. They have no delight in the things of Almighty Yah. I'm taking us somewhere in this message today. You understand? These are the things when man began to move away from that. The reality of Yah is nothing for them. A man will sit and pray to his God for his God to win the basketball team, or his God to win the basketball game, or his God to prevail in football. He will sit there tense and wait for the commercials, and wait for the timeouts and all of that. He will do that. I don't care if you don't love me. I'm sure the vileness of Israel. We have provoked Yah to anger. We have forsook him. We have disdain for him. We have cast him aside. We are sacrificing to devils and demons, shardims, powers of hell. And when it comes to bringing the sacrifice of praise unto Yah, our lips are sealed. And all things he tells us to give him Torah. And Torah, if someone brings you $1 million, you're not just going to say thank you. You're going to dance, you're going to shout, you're going to move with such an expression. And Yah has given unto us his son, HaMashiach. He has given the power of life unto us. And there's no great shout of victorious overcoming. We are dead. We do not have the Ahava of Yahweh in us. That's why the power of his Emunah doesn't work in us. You got to love him in order for the power of his Emunah to work. And that's why faith doesn't work. That's why we have very little faith, because we don't love him. You sit here, we can sit here. You got to listen. We can lie all we want to. But you pretend and you kid yourself. There's nothing like a man of honesty and integrity. Like the one that says the publican, he smote himself on his chest and he realized that he was insignificant in the whole scheme of things. We think that we are significant and we are not significant. He is the one that is significant. His purpose is significant. His will, his desire is significant. That's why he speaks to us, to show us his significance. His love doesn't abound. His ahava doesn't abound in us. And that's why the power of his Emunah doesn't operate in us at all. When you truly trust someone, the greatness of that ahava, it supersedes anything that we perceive as an infraction. And what we try to do is try to charge Yah with infractions. It is our iniquitous ways that we have forsaken him. We have gone away from him. And you have made your own gods, your bellies. We have waxed fat by serving our gods. We sacrifice to them. We will laugh for the flesh. We will deceive for the flesh. We do deceit for our flesh. We will do every vile thing to satisfy our flesh. But when it comes to Yah, we will not do it. We will not pray. We don't like that, do we? Hallelujah. We don't like coming out to pray. And I say to all you hypocrites, you that are sitting here, you better begin to press to enter into the presence of Yah. And it's not laying at home on your bed on your lazy duff either. And I don't take that back. You better begin to learn how to pray. And press. Hallelujah. You make every excuse for Yahweh, but you don't make an excuse for your vile flesh. It's a wickedness there. Hallelujah. It's a sign of forsaking and your own deception working in your own love. And yet we will be the ones that say, oh, I love him. Lies from hell. It's not the truth. The power of his Ahava works great Emunah. It causes faith to operate in the house of Israel. He said, you have created gods that even come up newly, which your Avat fear not. Verse 18, of the rock that begot you, that birthed you, and brought you forth, you are mindful of him. He said, you are unmindful. You're not mindful of Yahshua. He has birthed you to the commonwealth of Israel. That's why you're quiet, because we're not mindful. We mind earthly things and sensual things. Yah comes to his house to bring mishpatim. He comes to bring judgment. When the Ruah of Yah is in the house, he brings judgment in the midst of the house. You can look for some kind of a sugar-coated message. You're the wrong place to get that. He said, then they became unmindful of me. Their thoughts were not on me. Come on, search your own left. Tell me where your thoughts are. What kinds of things do you mind? You may trick yourself, but you can't get past the word of Yah. He said, they became unmindful of me. Their minds were not upon me. Their thoughts were about the sensual and the earthly things. They were not thoughts upon me, because the power of my word produces the Emunah. If your mind is not on the word of Yahweh, it produces an unfaithfulness. It is like a husband and a wife. Her thoughts about him as he goes out to labor, she thinks about him. If a woman doesn't think about her husband during the day, she doesn't love the man. If a man doesn't think about his wife during the day, he doesn't love the woman. Something is twisted in you. Hallelujah. You can't think about your wife. Your mind is not, you know, her visits, her presence doesn't come to your thoughts. Her well-being doesn't come to your mind. You have no love. So it is with Yah. If the well-being of Yah doesn't penetrate our minds, the thought of Yah doesn't permeate our minds, we have gone astray, we are unmindful of him, and our thoughts are not upon him.
We are people that are full of lies and deception. And we will say, my mind is steadfast on Him. We are full of lies. We are unmindful of Yahweh. And you will know you're unmindful. You began to guard your conversations and began to think what you talked on yesterday and see how mindful you were of Him. He said they become unmindful of me. They're not mindful of me. And the reason why? Because they're offering up their offerings unto Shadim's devils and demons of darkness, the powers of this world. He said they become unmindful of me and has forgotten that Yahweh formed you. We've forgotten who formed us. We've forgotten who made us. We have forgotten who made us. We have forgotten who made us. He said they've forgotten that I formed them. Who formed you? Your mother, she didn't form you. He formed the seed in your mother and the semen of the seed of your Ima and the semen of your Avat. He formed you. He said they've forgotten that I formed them. You understand? He's forgotten that I disciplined them. And that's what the Yahshua of Yah does. It disciplines our mind. That's what Torah does, brothers and sisters. It disciplines us to wait and to trust Him with great confidence. We must have confidence in Yahweh. We must have that. He said, they've forgotten that I formed them. I made you, He said. Have you forgotten that I formed every aspect about you? Every little cell, every blood corpus, I formed that. Every breath that you breathe, the air of your lungs, I formed that. We forgot that. And we are trying to find out who formed us. But Yah says to Israel, I formed you. I made you. I disciplined you. And we've forgotten that. We are unmindful of that. We can say we are mindful, but we are liars. Hallelujah. Let Yah be truth in every mind. Let everyone be a liar. We are not mindful. We are not thoughtful of the one that formed us and created even our minds. We are not even mindful of Him. We forgot that He formed us. Hallelujah. Yeah, He formed you. He formed every organ too. He formed every organ in us. Man says, I'm going to form them. I will take pig and swine vials and form vials for the heart of man. Can't do it. Yah said, I formed you. I made you. I formed the beasts of the field. And you've forgotten that. I formed the berries on the trees of the fruit of the land. I formed that. He takes us back to the simplicity of things. You see how the simplicity of Torah, it brings us back to the elementaries of things. And if we stay on the elementaries, you can grow and mature in the things that will produce the meat for, or the meat of fruit in our lives. We forget the simple things. We forget that He formed us. We're forsaken Him. We're unmindful of Him. And because of that, we have no faith. Because of that, there's the power of Emunah. And what begins to form or Yahshua you is the spirit of Shadim's devils and demons. That's what began to form your mind, your thinking, your attitude. And that is what begins to form you. He says, look at this now. He says in verse 19, and when Yahweh saw that, He hated them. He abhorred them. Don't tell me Yahweh doesn't hate. It did not say He hated their sins. It did not say He hated His sins. Them, He deals with the pronoun. He said that He hated them. He abhorred them. He hated them because of the provoking of His sons and His daughters. This generation, we have provoked our sons and our daughters to be faithless. We want to say that as someone else. We have provoked them not to walk in the Emunah of Yahweh. We have no power and no sense of His direction. And so we cannot impart into them the sense of Yahweh's direction. He said He abhorred them because they provoked His sons and His daughters. Look what they did. And He said, I will hide my face from them. It seems as though His face is hidden from us, doesn't it? Don't sit here all melancholy. It seems as though the face of Yahweh is hidden from us. We try to seek His face and we cannot find it. Well, the countenance of Yah, there's a bright shyness and the power of His word in the midst. And your lamb will shine with gladness. A lamb doesn't shine with gladness. It emanates every kind of abominable, vile thing it is. Every kind of sin nature, sin power resonates from us. He said, I will hide my face from them. Are these things written for our admonition and our learning? and our comfort, whereby the ends of the world or the conclusion of the matter of Yah will come. The end of the world will come upon us. The end shall come. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. He says this. This is profound here. He says, for they are a very forward, a perverse, a twisted, a distorted, a crooked, corrupt, spiritually, mentally, and physically, emotionally unsound. Now that's what he says. He said it is a froward generation, children, benign, in whom there is much faith. There is no faith. Do you hear it? Children in whom there is no emunah. Hallelujah. You have the emunah of Yah, then I shall see the works of emunah. The works of Siddiqah. He said, children. Why? Because they are a perverse children. They're crooked. They're deceitful. They're full of lies, pretense, falsehood. And there's no true reality of their motive and their intentions. Is that based upon the Yasha, the disciplines of Yah? It's based upon their emotions. Children, binah, in whom there is no faith. Children, in whom there is no faith. And the minds have been shaped by this corrupt, perverted generation. Let me read further. Hallelujah. Look what it says in the 32nd verse and verse 4. I want to go back to verse 4 of the same chapter. Look what it says. Yahweh is the rock, the secure one. He is the high one. His work is perfect, for all his ways are mishpatim, judgment. An almighty one of truth. Is he of truth? And without iniquity. Siddiqah and right is he. He is a righteous one. Look what it says here in verse 5. Now these are the same children he's talking about. What I just read. They have shahath. They have corrupted themselves. Is that what it says? No, you have corrupted yourself. Was she corrupted? No, you corrupted yourself. You corrupted yourself. They have corrupted themselves. They are blemished and are not his children. Do you hear that? Brothers and sisters, know that the trying of your faith being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth. Do you all hear this? He said they have corrupted themselves. He said they are not his children. He's going to separate his children. You will know whether you're a child of Yah because there's going to be a trial of your emunah. You must know that. You must take great delight in him. We don't take delight in any trial. If one is afflicted among us, then we all are afflicted. If one suffer, then we all suffer. But this damned of a wicked mindset doesn't think like that. You and your own little corrupt world that corrupts you. That set you apart. Yahweh sets us apart from this perverse generation. You set yourself apart from the commonwealth of Israel. You're not a partaker of what Yah commands Israel to do. So you segregate yourself in your own damned of a wicked, foul, corrupt world. And you corrupt your own mind to think that these afflictions are derived from Yahweh. Your afflictions are derived because of your stubbornness. You have forsaken Yah. You have denied him. And you are corrupt. For they have corrupt themselves. Everyone wants to think that someone has corrupted them. For they have corrupted themselves. They are blemished and are not his children. They are not the children of Yah. They are perverse and a crooked generation. Now, I'm going to work on that a little bit too, all right? That crooked and perverse generation. And these are the things you return to Yah. This is what you offer unto Yah. He tells you to offer up the sacrifice of praises and Torah to be wrath. And you don't offer that up. And this is what you return to the mighty one that made you. And if they stare a blank mindset, a stupidity and a foolishness. That's what you offer unto him. That's what you offer to him. You're not a child of Yah. Period. Hallelujah. They that know Yah will praise him. They will esteem him. You don't know Yah, you will not praise him. These are the things you return to Yah, oh foolish Nabal. Just like Nabal. Nabal, you senseless one, you Nabal people, and you are unwise, you do not have the wisdom of Yah. You're unwise, you're unlearned, you're not taught in the ways of Yah. You have not been Yashar, you're not disciplined, your mind is not molded. That's why you're unstable, that's why you're distorted. Your mind is twisted, your thoughts. That's all right, get quiet. I know Yah's driving. He's trying to drive that vileness out of you. That wickedness. Hallelujah. This is what he says, he asks. Is not he your Abba that bought you? Is he the one that bought you? Have we been purchased by the blood of HaMashiach? Don't sit here in your hypocrisy. Have you been purchased with a price? Come on, hypocrites. Have you been purchased with a price? You can't open your mouth to Yah? I will, brother. You that can't respond, you're not purchased. He asked the question. Is he your Abba that bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Who did it? Who brought you forth this morning? This jackass, crooked generation? It is stupid. See, the elementary truths of Yah are so profound. Is he not the one, and you have gone and corrupted yourself? Is he not the one that bought you? Has not the dumb of HaMashiach purchased you? We are unmindful of him. We don't think about that precious power of that dam of HaMashiach. Our minds are shaped, is formed, it is disciplined, Yasha, by the corrupter of this perverse, crooked, wicked generation. And that's why we're faithless. In whom these children, there is no imuna. They have no faith. They can't please Yah. They do nothing to please Yah. Their actions do not please Yah. Their purpose do not please him. In whom these children, there is no imunah. Now HaMashiach, he had to speak from the Torah. He knew what a perverse generation produced. When he come, when HaMashiach come, what a question is asked. Will he find the imunah of Yah? Will he find faith? Will he find confidence and trust in him? We're trusting in everything but him. You're trusting in the way of man. You're trusting in the disciplines of men. Produce corruption of vile, wicked, insidious nature. It doesn't produce the mind of Yahshua. It doesn't. HaMashiach speaks to us in Matityah, chapter 17. After he had cast out this lunatic spirit of this young man, he says in Matityah 17:17. Then Yahshua answered and said, look at this. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer or actually preach to you? He says, bring him to me. You understand the character of this generation? It is a faithless generation, and it is a perverse, a twisted, distorted generation. It is one that is spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally unstable. That's this generation. And HaMashiach says, you are a faithless generation, in whom they are children of no emunah. They're not the children of Yahweh. For the Ruah of Yah, the Spirit of Yah, will produce the emunah, the confidence of the one that made you, the one that formed you. And we have no confidence in Yahweh at all. We despise His matter, His operation. We don't like the way Yahweh does things as He confronts us. He confronted the house of Yisrael. He says, see everything that you're doing. We are a people that have great pretenses, but it doesn't produce any value at all. A faithless. Will you find a generation that is perverted? A distorted, twisted generation. Will you find a people that's emotionally unstable? A people that cannot, their minds do not even gravitate to the Torah, the things of Yah. You find an unmindful people. Most of our day is spent in frivolity, in folly, stupidity. There is no time for prayer. There's no time for us falling on our faces before Yah. And when someone calls a prayer meeting, we become very disturbed by it. Because you're full of the nature of your daddy, the devil. You procrastinate. You will make an excuse not to be a part of what will produce the emunah of Yahweh. I said to Brother Dale and his wife, this is something with their child ought to galvanize every last one of you, but it doesn't do that. It ought to cause you to fall down. And the sisters of prayer ought to be willing and more than willing. You're lazy. You want to sit on your duff and lay on your lazy ass, if I must say it. And I don't apologize. And y'all bring us to a very profound action or a very profound thing in our lives. And there's nothing of energizing, nothing that produces strength. No prayer warriors, no one that has the power of prayer. And you despise those that will pray and that are willing to pray. Oh, don't get mad, you child of hell, you devil. As long as it's not you, there's not much concern. That's this wicked generation. A crooked and perverse. It's about mine and me, my. That's how you think. That's how you think. And you're full of hell if you think I don't know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm just forthright and I get animated at times. And I use the choicest superlatives. Hallelujah. The scripture says the ass knows his master's crib. And we don't even have the sense of an ass to know our master that he made us and formed us and shaped us. We don't have no confidence in him. Nothing galvanizes a rebellious, faithless, perverse people. And that's the mindset of this generation. You're faithless. You have no faith. Who, me? Yes, I'm talking to you. You want to challenge me? Then come on. It is a faithless generation. It is one that is perverse. And you have corrupted your own self. You think highly of yourself. You think you have something. And you have nothing. You don't have diddly squat. You have nothing. You don't even have the emunah to pray. You don't even have the energy to pray. You don't even have the will or the perseverance to pray. And you're flat out a liar if you say you do. Hallelujah. Yahweh is going to correct this house. Know ye that the trying of your emunah produces patience. You must have patience, because if you don't have patience, one thing that's going to come forth out of you is muttering and murmuring and complaining. I will show you in scripture. And I'm going to finish this today, all right? You don't want to be a get up and leave. It makes no difference who you are. Turn your computer off. I will not do things according to your emotions or your feelings or your likes or your dislikes. You don't even love y'all. When he speaks to you, you don't even love that. Hallelujah. He said, because you're faithless and because you're part of this perverted generation, this distorted, crooked, wicked, perverted generation, you have no power of faith at all. You can't pray for nothing because you have no will to pray for it. There is no desire to pray for it. You are so faithless you can't lay hands. There is no will to lay hands. You are afraid to do it because you doubt. Yeah, you're not mindful of what He has done, how He has brought you out, how He has made and formed you. You're not mindful of it. You're mindful of every kind of lie and deception and every kind of folly. You're mindful of that. That's why you can talk about it and you take great delight in folly and frivolity. When it comes to the things of Yah, there's no great animation for that. Foolishness you take great delight in. He said, because they're children of no emunah. And when you have no emunah, you don't please Yah, I'm telling you. You may think you do. Well, I gave $100 to $1,000 doesn't mean a nickel's worth of rat's puke. Means nothing. Well, I prayed. If you don't even have the emunah to believe what you prayed, it means nothing. I'm not going to soft stroke a people that's unmindful of Yah, that have forsaken Him, forgotten Him. He is not the zenith or the pinnacle of your mind during the course of the day. In Him you move, you breathe, you live, and you have your life. Your life is revolved around something that is foolish. It's amazing that you can remember what I say when I reprove one or you, or those that you think you love, but you can't remember what I preach on last Shabbat. You can't recall one thing. You see, you can't recall it. That's why you're thinking, you're quiet and trying to figure out what it was. But yet something that is full of folly and stupidity, you can retain that 2 days, 10 days, 10 years. A faithless generation. They're children of no faith. Were these the seed of Israel? Don't ask me quietly like that. Were this the seed of Israel? Were these that were the offspring of those that came out of Israel? Was this the house of Israel? Children of no emunah. Corrupted themselves. You got out to your mama's God and your daddy's God that has no power. And their gods are dogs. You have forsaken the mitzvah of Yah to please mama and daddy. And it has not produced nothing at all. Children of no emunah. No confidence in Yah. Cannot wait upon Him. Nor hover for Him at all. A crooked, a faithless generation. And a perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you or preach or teach you these things? How much do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to repeat this? How many times constantly must I say this? It's what Yah says. Is it not written in the law of Israel? Hallelujah. When a mother trains, when an Ima trains a child or an Avat, when the child goes out into the midst of a crooked place, they know what's right to do when they're brought up properly. This crooked generation has trained you and is training your children, is twisting their minds, and they gravitate to the same disillusional things as you do. The love of Yah is not in them. They're crooked children, they're vile children, they're wicked children of whoredom because they were birthed of whoredom, and they're given back over to what they were birthed unto. You didn't give them over unto Yah like Eli, like they did their son. You've given them over unto hell. I don't care if you get quiet. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. How about you says in Lucas? I will read the same thing, but I want to hear how he says it in Lucas 9:14. Lucas 9:41. And Yahshua answers, and he said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you or teach you? He said, bring your son here. Just bring him here. And I shall speak the word of Yah. The word of Yah is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates the marrow from the bone, the ruah from the being. It is a discerner of the very thought and the intent of a man's love. Now that's the power of the word of Yah. We don't speak that. We speak a word of unbelief and doubts. We are a faithless people. So when you are faithless, you cannot speak the emunah of Yah. And the reason we're faithless is because we are unmindful, we don't trust Him, and we've forgotten about what He has done. It is like a child being raised by the parents, and all of a sudden they've grown so thick and fat they think they have their own path charted, they know. And when the parents say something to them, they rise up in their arrogance, their pride, and their haughtiness. I don't need you to tell me. That's what we say to Yah. I don't need no daddy. I don't need no parenting. I don't need no one to shape it for me. And that's why we're going astray out of every kind of strange, damnable spirit there is. We're calling up demonic powers that were not called up by our foreparents. We're impressed by things that our parents were shunned. We do things that they were natural people. We do things that they were not even touched. We touch things that they won't even touch. We lay our hands on things that we have a lust for things that they were never even allowed to enter into their thoughts. They were never. We've gone after gods and things that they would not even consider. And the reason why? Because we're unmindful of Yah. You're not unmindful of the gossip that was 6 months ago. You got quiet, huh? In truth, Yah. This generation, they will talk about soap operas. Men will talk about ball games for hours. And yet the name of Yah will not be mentioned. His name is a fearful name. It's an awesome name. It's a terrible name. There's nothing. They would talk about the God of the Titans, of the Panthers. They would talk about the Bobcat, these unclean gods, these gods, their dogs. Every form of worship, there must be a praise and an uplifting of the gods. And we see that in their ball arenas. And that's why parents sacrifice their sons and their daughters to these gods of hell. Their children love the gods more than they love Yah. They'd rather be a part of the gods or this perverse, crooked generation because the parents is engraved in them. And so they train their children to do the same thing. You can get mad as a hell dog all you want to. It makes no difference. They train them how to be corrupt and perverted. They teach them, and their children are no emunah because the parents have none at all. They lift up the standard unto their gods with high praises and shouts. You can go in the Colosseum and you become deaf at the sound of the praises unto this bobcat, this little vow thing, this little god that they call the Mighty One. You go into the field of the Panthers. They got Panthers around the stadium. That when you come in, you come under the auspices and the power of that God. When we come into the Brit of Yah through Yahshua HaMashiach, we come under the power and the authority of our Abba. And so they station their gods and their statues around their venues and their arenas to let you know this is the God that is worshipped here. And when the folks go in, when they say everybody with that raised hand thinks everybody does it. I don't care if they're 9 or 90, blind, crippled, or crazy. They do it. I don't care if the baby's in the arm. They all do it. I don't care the condition of when they roll them in their wheelchairs and everything for to come before their damnable wicked God to lift them up. Whereby there is no power in their God. And when their God lose, they lose. Yah's never fought a battle that He has not won. Victory belongs to Yahweh. He has already gave us the victory of the Teshua power in Yahshua HaMashiach. To hell with the path of God or bobcat God. They're dogs. They're gods of hell. And so is the God of your lineage and your heritage. Hallelujah. I said again, so is the God of your lineage and your heritage. I've been birthed by the Ruah of Yah. I'm a son of Yah. No, it doesn't appear what I shall be. When I see HaMashiach, I'm going to be like Him. And I want to look and see His reflection in you every day. Come on, I ought to be able to go in and look at old Brother James and see the reflection of HaMashiach. I ought to be able to look at Sister Dad and see the power of Yahshua. Come on, Mother, I ought to be able to look at you and see the power of His presence there. Oh, I know it's something of the by coming, but He's talking about now when we see Him. We're going to be like when we see the power of HaMashiach, it corrects our lives. It shows us the path that we're walking that is so wrong and so crooked. And the reason we don't see because we are unmindful of Him. There are women that waited on lost men for years. Soldiers that are going to war with the Korean, they're still waiting on them. And they're still not giving up the hope. Still write letters to that one. You don't have to believe it, it's the truth. Hallelujah. And they wait. And every day they look with expectation. And the thing that keeps their lamp full of joy is because they wait. They wait with patience. They wait with a great ahava. They great with a great desire to see that one. Hallelujah. We ought to be able to look at one another, see the visibility of HaMashiach in one another. And when we look at each other, see this unfaithfulness, this ruthless manner, this unfaithfulness unto Yahweh. It is the truth. Toda. We're not cut one corner. For not one of us. Hallelujah. He said, you are faithless and perverse generation. How long will I suffer or preach to you? He said, bring this one to me, and I will heal him. I want to identify that faithless. It is kahash. Kahash. This is what it means in Aramaic. It's not my expression, but this is the etymology of it. It means when one is faithless, they're deceitful. It means false, deceptive, and full of lies. They're full of lies. They're full of lies. They're full of deceit. They're wicked. They're lawless. Get quiet, huh? You know, that's what a prisoner does when he comes before the judge. We're before the judge today. We're before the Shoptim. We're before the mighty judge. Does he correct us with his judgment? Does he correct us? Then you ought to shout the Teshua then. Correct me in thy judgment. And not in thy anger, lest you bring me to naught, yeah. He shows us mercy and he preaches unto us his, in that by mercy and truth your lawless ways, your iniquity is purged. Don't become high-minded and think of yourself more highly and think you're something that you really are not. I know a roll from a stinkweed. I know a roll from a thistle as well. So you may think that yourself being a rose, and you actually a milk thistle. Hallelujah. Everything about you is pricky. Your walk stinks with the stench of your stinging, vile attitude. How this perverse generation has shaped and molded our minds against Yah. That we have no expectation from Him. We don't believe that He is our Maker. My, just to think on that. It is like a child looking at the Ima and understanding with great appreciation. She has worked and labored in the midst of arduous work. He looks at her hands and see the very laboring of her hands, her fingers bent. Come on. He look at his avat and see the crook in his back because he's done that job for 30 years laboring. Because he wanted his children to eat. And all of a sudden, he looks at that Ima and that Avat, knowing the kindness and tenderness that they have shown toward that one. And they began to weep. They just began to cry. See, there is no tears of even rejoicing that flow from a faithless generation. That's why some of you, there's nothing that ever comes out of you. You're not even a dog. There's nothing. There's no excitement about Yah. There's nothing about Yah that excites you. Because you're perverted, you're crooked, and you produce faithless sons and faithless daughters that have no emunah of Yarol. You get mad at it makes no difference at all, because that is you. When that child realizes what has been done and see the old crooked hands that she has labored, you see the child did not give the Ima any hell during the upbringing. The son was faithful to his avat. The Avat didn't have to remind him of doing anything. He did it because it was a great pleasure. When the Avat said, take the garbage out, he did it. He jumped. He did not make excuses. He did not say, I don't feel like it. He did it with great delight. He did not do it with stubbornness. He did it with a great will. Hallelujah, like HaMashiach did for us. And because our minds are so diluted and perverted, it is such a faithless mindset. We don't think of Yah. We don't think on Him. Our mind is on the things of the world. It's on the cares and the deceitfulness of riches. And it chokes out the power of the witness of Yah. And you become very unfruitful. And that's why there's no fruit of the power of His faith. That's why if one's sick about you, you don't want to lay hands.